This is the Warm Springs program on KWSO. Tribal Council elections for the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs will be held on March 26, 2025, from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at the Warm Springs Community Center. For the Siksika District, two representatives will be elected. A candidate running to represent the Siksika District is Rosie Tom. She offered this letter to the Spiliai Taimu as part of her candidacy running for Tribal Council. My name is Rosie Tom. My family background, my maternal grandfather was Samuel Wiwa, who served on the first Tribal Council for the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs from 1938 to 1941. He also served in World War I. My grandmother was Maggie Paiute, and my mother was Christine Wiwa Tom. My mother also served on Tribal Council from 1965 to 1968. My father was Elmer Lonnie Tom. I am a descendant of Chief Wiawawiwa and Chief Polina. I have one son, Preston Tom, who is employed at the Plateau Plaza. I also have three granddaughters, and I have one grandson. I was raised in Siksika most of my life, attending Warm Springs Boarding School, grew up mostly as a cowgirl, and worked outdoors with horses. I also was raised up traditional and culturally, and was taught by my grandparents and parents how to preserve our traditional foods such as roots, berries, venison, for later use during the winter months by drying and canning. Also helped assisted my grandmother with her hide tanning early in the morning, was taught to sew moccasins and beadwork and to be a seamstress. I learned from my mother how to sew baby moccasins and how to make small shell dresses and other traditional crafts. Our family was taught how to sustain and preserve our ways. Also learned how to dance and participate in our feasts and other ceremonies. Currently, I belong to the Northwest Native American Basket Weavers and the Great Basin Basket Weavers. I am a master weaver and a master bead worker and a master seamstress. I graduated in 1972 from Chemawa Indian School, studied at Central Oregon Community for an AAS degree, and studied professional development at University of Phoenix, and studied financial accounting through the University of Chicago. I retired from the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs in 2018 with 43 years of service working in finance in the cash management, accounts payable supervisor, contracts and grants analyst supervisor, and in insurance. Finance brought many opportunities of learning state and federal regulations, procurement, and many policies to follow, also reporting financial reports, learning the Indian self-determination, PL 638, and gained experience in the budget area. In 1985, I was assigned by the Secretary-Treasurer to the National Contract Support Cost Work Group. I served on the work group for about 9 years. The major highlight for me was working with Indian country attorneys and experiencing the Rama-Navajo settlement, which the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs received monetary payment, thanks to having a current indirect rate in place. I am currently in my third term serving on the Culture and Heritage Committee, also following the committee's charter, preserving our tradition and our cultural ways. Education is very important for the tribe and our next generation of leaders. We need to encourage our youth and young adults to continue their education and give them employment. To gain experience in the workforce with our newly elected president and administration, we need to be aware and protect our tribe. We have to be able to solve problems and improve operations and make strategic decisions. We all need to be on the same page when it comes to our organic documents which drive the tribe. We need to make them uphold treaty rights, sovereignty, trust responsibility, and our relationship nation to nation. Financial status of our tribe and integrity is very important. We need to be prepared for what is yet to come forth. We need to exercise our treaty rights and keep them accountable for our funding, be it IHS, BIA, BIE, JOM, Impact Aid, DHHS Title VI. We also need a better understanding of all functions of finance and how they will all work together so that we can get back on track to better serve the departments and people. Finance is a key department, and integrity is a must in the workforce. Sovereignty is the supreme law of the land. It's the protection of our rights, traditional foods, huckleberries, fish, roots, game, plants. There were no written laws. We lived by the Creator giving thanks for providing food, water, the songs, and land we lived on. Spiritually, it is our backbone of our existence and protect our religion, language, culture, and natural resources, oral histories, and our ceded lands. We need to walk and live accordingly to the ways set forth by our Creator. It is our way of life, and it defines us as Indian people. All the elements for our people to live and survive by, and so much more. Good luck to all the candidates. That was a statement from Rosie Tom, a candidate running for election to Tribal Council for the Siksikwa District. Other candidates for Siksikwa are Marjorie Kalama, Reuben Henry, Wilson Wiwa, and Bridget McConville. Tribal Council Election Day is March 26th. I'm Sue Matters reporting for the Warm Springs program on 91.9 FM KWSO.